All right, man. It's pre-show time. I got to, you know, we haven't done a Steve Bozell Homescapes show in a long time. The guy that's hooked on Homescapes, of course, is me. And I've been playing this fucking game for, what, 10 years? When's the first time we talked about Homescapes on? I'm going to look that up. The first time we talked about Homescapes on the show, I'll bet you it's 10 years ago. Well, it can't be that. Well, let me see. Where's the search? Where's Phil Henry show? Letting all the people know that I'm back to run the show. Got Return of the Mac on the show today. Harvey Wireman. Isn't this the first time that Harvey's had Return of the Mac blues? All right, log in. Let's see. Nothing. We ain't going outside, man. My cat, she wants to go outside. Okay, here we go. Oh, man. All right, search this bitch. What am I looking for? Homescapes. Shut up, Thunder. God damn it. All right. Homescapes. 2022. Really? So the first Homescapes was 2021. God, I thought it was a lot further back than that. February of 2021, January of 2021, the Steve Bozell show, Steve feels used and abused by the popular iPhone game, Homescapes. Letting all the people know that I'm back to run the show.
It's the Steve Bozell show. Jesus. I don't know, I just found myself saying that. You want to start that again?
We're not allowed to, Phil said.
Well, thanks a lot, General.
All right, I'm sorry, Steve, but I said it's the Steve Bozell show.
I felt... What, you felt a deep sense of absurdity or something like that?
Yeah, as a matter of...
The gas from your cigarette? So, all right. Steve Bozell feels used and abused by the popular... It was 2021, so it was... what was this? 4 years ago. Little more than 4 years ago. God damn, I thought it was a lot longer back. I thought it was a lot longer than that. Okay, well, that tells me that probably I've been playing it since 2020 then. I probably just got around to doing a show about it in 2021 because I finally realized I'm hooked on this fucked up game. Okay, had lunch today with my good friend Adrian Merrill. She was a former colleague of mine at KLSX. You know, I hang out with Adrian every now and again. I know that I mention her to you. And Adrian and I had a great conversation. She's a radio. This is a compliment. We call ourselves, all of us in radio, we call ourselves radio dogs. And she is a veteran. She's done voiceovers. She's done all kinds of radio in and around L.A. She's from the L.A. area. Comes from Claremont, outside of, you know, kind of east of Los Angeles. And yeah, she's great, all around good person. Politically, we don't see eye to eye, but you know what? She's one of those few people that you don't have a problem with because you're not, you know, you don't agree with them politically. But I had lunch with her today, and yeah, we were just talking. What is with my fucking, hey, Thunder, fuck off. Fucking cat. And yeah, we were just talking all kinds of shit, you know, and you know, the radio days, and you know, where we've been, where we're going, what's going on, what's hey, what's going on, you know. Who was bringing that fucking song up to me over and fucking over again? Who was I talking to? Who was it? Oh yeah, my buddy Susie. Thunder, what the fuck is your problem? No. Susie's kind of an assistant. She was with me. I got a ride from her over to the voice session on Monday, and she's been really a big help while we're moving shit out of that space that we sold. So all in all, everything's kind of cool. You know, the world is what the world is. I can't, you know, I'm not gonna be able to do shit about it right now. But on the show today, We have Harvey Wireman, Frank Gray, Steve Bozell, and this is a follow-up. This is a story arc from yesterday's show. The show from yesterday, where Steve was writing a song and we were laughing at him. And there was a period there where I started really laughing hard. So he's contacted Frank Gray, wants legal relief, which Bud doesn't understand that term. So Harvey comes on. And Harvey is going to represent me, but in the meantime, Harvey's had his heart broken, so guess what song he's listening to? Have it a couple of pops. You got it. So that's all ahead today here on The Phil Hendry Show. And don't forget to watch our show log, which is generally recorded after the show, and see what the fuck it is I'm thinking about on that.